Hello my dears and welcome to this week's training session. This week I wanted to talk to you specifically about transitioning. I think it's really important, especially in Pride Month, to share our stories in the hope to inspire others, but also to give others confidence that, you know, they're going to be following the path that is right for them, and for them to have examples of how others have coped and had a real successful story to share, really. So that's the reason for my sharing this week's training video, specifically about transgender, how I came to the decision to transition. Now, if anyone knows me, I'm 44 years old, I don't mind admitting that, and I didn't actually come to transitioning till the age of 39, so I was actually quite late in my life when I came to transitioning, and believe you me, it wasn't for the lack of trying to be a man. I tried to fit into a role that society gave me, other sex I was assigned at birth, and it didn't work. Believe me, I tried everything I could to fit in. I joined the army, I got married, I had a child. I never regret having my child for one second. My daughter is the most wonderful being I've ever met. I love her dearly and I wouldn't change that for the world. I still wasn't happy though in the role that I was living in, so I had to do something to change that. I'm going to share my story specifically about the time that I came out and decided that enough was enough and I was going to live my truth. I'm from Newcastle, which is in the northeast of England, and essentially I was up there to watch the football. So I did that during the day and in the night time. For the first time in my life, I was going to go out in public as Debbie, because I figured if I couldn't do it in Newcastle, then I can do it anywhere. So I went out and I went to the gay area and I went to this gay pub. And for the first time in my life, I was being referred to as Debbie. People were using female pronouns, and I wasn't wishing I was something else that I wasn't. Quite often when I used to see girls, and you know, I love the way that they were dressed, I love the way that they looked, I would just kind of have an internal envy towards them. Like, I'd want to be expressing myself in the way that they were, and I really, really struggled with that a lot of my life. And certainly in that moment, I knew that I was happy in expressing myself the way I wanted to, and also that people were referring to me with female pronouns and using my name. And even on this night out, I met a bunch of crossdressers who were out on the town. There's about five or six of them in a gang, and I explained to one of them that, you know, I was thinking about transitioning, and she was saying, well, what if someone reads you in the supermarket, or if you're walking down the street and someone shouts at you? And I said, well, what if, you know, we can't live our life based on the fears of how other people are going to react towards us. And certainly there is a training session along to go with this on my website, Transcending with DLC. I've changed my website so it's more aligned with all my other social media channels. So all my social media channels now go under that name, Transcending with DLC, with Debbie Louise Cannon, because I'm hoping to help people to transcend, to become their authentic self, to be aligned with who they are inside. Yes, certainly, I made the decision and I've never looked back. Honestly, it's been a tough transition, I'm not going to lie, and I'm still transitioning. But, you know, I wanted to share four quick tips with you that you can download this. When you've downloaded this podcast, you can read the article on my website, on the blog, or you can certainly watch the video on YouTube as well. But the four things I want you to kind of consider when you're considering looking at the way that you express your gender or your identity. Four really quick tips. Number one, look at the reasons that you're doing it. I mean, if you're like me, then your gender identity doesn't align with who you are inside. Your gender identity doesn't align with your sexuality, your sex given at birth, I should say. Then, you know, that isn't a reason enough in itself. I don't really need to kind of go on from that. But, you know, look at the reasons. And if you're not sure of the reasons, then, you know, the next tip is going to help you. What will happen if I do? Number two, what will happen if I do? What will happen if I don't? I mean, if you don't, the obvious, but certainly take it from someone who tried to live something that they wanted for 39 years. I was never happy, I never fitted in, no matter how much I did. I really wasn't comfortable in living the life I was living, and I've worked with transgender people as young as 14 and as old as in the 70s, and the one common factor with every single transgender person that I've supported in my role as a support worker and as a founder of a charity is that no one's ever happy until they live their truth, no matter what it is. I mean, even if you live it, you explore it, and it's not for you, and then you go back to living in the role that you were given at birth, then that's fine, because at least you've dealt with that issue and it's no longer an issue for you and you can move on with your life. So write a list of all the things that will happen if you do and all the things that will happen if you don't. You'll probably find as well when you're writing this list in the first instance that the things that will happen if you do are going to seem scary. Like you might lose friends, you might lose family. This is what I'm going to call step number three. What if the worst happens? The worst thing that can happen is that you lose family and friends. Thankfully, I didn't lose my daughter because my ex-wife was amazing and she understood the importance of me having access to my ex-wife. I know I'm one of the to my daughter, I'm one of the lucky ones because I know that a lot of transgender people who are parents and they come out to partners, their partners stop them from seeing their kids. That's totally wrong. Kids have a right to see their parents no matter who and what they are. You know, all those parents are doing in that situation is teaching the kids about hate, and that's so wrong. So I'm one of the lucky ones, I fully understand that. But the worst thing that I thought could happen would be I would lose some family and friends. Most of my friends have accepted it, and they're kind enough. One of my best mates, I'm still really good mates with him, but certainly some of my family I've lost. And you know what, while it pains me, and the door is still always open to them to come back into my life, certainly, you know, my having lost them is far more easy to deal with than the internal daily struggles and the pain I was going through and not expressing myself. I can't express it enough that, you know, living your truth is far easier in the long run than it is in not living your truth. And you know, that's all I can say. So, you know, the worst may happen, but also you're going to gain new people in your life who are going to know the real you and who you can build deep, meaningful relationships with because you're living your truth. So I hope that helps. And also step number four, the final one, is fears. If you look back on my early YouTube videos, because I have been blogging about this since I actually made the decision to transition, my first few videos are terrible, aside from the microphone and the camera being awful, because the technology wasn't that great 5 years ago and the technology I could afford wasn't either. But I was nervous, I was scared about how family were going to react, how friends were going to react, how my ex-wife was going to react, how my daughter was going to react, how my new colleagues were going to react. And all of those fears, whilst I have lost my family, you know what, the rest of it is fine. And you know, I understand that losing family is painful, but I know a lot of transgender people whose family have fully supported them, whose families are amazing and are with them there through their transition. You know, you can't know how someone is going to react, and 9 times out of 10 they react in a far better way than you anticipated. Yes, there's going to be shock, and after shock comes anger and then a grieving period. But after that, you know, if you've been in a space with them in their lives when they're able to get to know the real you, you know, they will get over that and then they'll get to love you more because, you know, you're being an authentic person, and you know, when someone's their true self is such a wonderful thing. So I hope that this has helped you. If it has, please share it, please comment on it, or like, you know, subscribe to my podcast so I can send you further with updates. I apologize, I didn't update it last week. I had issues with my technology, but I'm going to upload last week's session as well with this one, so you'll have 2 training sessions in 1 week. It's 2 for 1 this week. So thank you ever so much for listening. Stay on your path to your true self, whatever that is. And I'm going to end this with something I said on my live video blog as well. You know, if you're happy with the person that you're looking at in the mirror, that's all that matters. You know, this is your life. It has to be on your terms. If you're happy with the person you're looking at in the mirror, then who cares what anyone else thinks? So I hope you've found some solace in this. Thanks for listening, and be yourself, no one else. Take care. Bye.